dasar cintamu.
Atas dasar cintamu.
Hidupku kembali.
Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesia is finalizing its second nationally determined contribution or NDC climate targets, focusing on emission reductions in the energy, forestry, waste, agriculture, and marine sector. Environment Minister Hanif Faisal Nurofik said on Saturday, the updated climate action plan aims to be more comprehensive and fully aligned with Indonesia's ambition to lead global carbon emission reduction efforts. Quoted from AntaraNews.com, the plan responds to the mandate from the 28th UN Climate Conference or COP28, especially Decision 1/CMA.5, which calls for global emission to peak between 2020 and 2025. Indonesia's National Nutrition Agency, BGN, has proposed to the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education that nutrition lessons can be included in the national curriculum. Iqbal Tanziha, a nutrition expert at the National Nutrition Agency, on Saturday emphasized that structured and integrated nutrition education at school level is crucial to developing a comprehensive understanding of nutrition from an early age. According to Tanziha, schools are ideal platforms for systematically disseminating knowledge about nutrition. Early nutrition education, according to her, can help students understand the link between food, health, and well-being, while also encouraging healthier life choices. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Semua salahku, jika ini yang buatmu tinggalkanku, dengarkan aku, jangan menyerah dulu, tak mau kehilanganmu. Tetaplah di sini denganku, ku tak ingin kau berpaling dahulu.
Cinta saling percaya, cinta saling setia selamanya. into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sesuatu yang selalu ada, seringkali tiada makna. Sesuatu yang tersembunyi, bukan selalu tanpa arti. Hari-hari berlalu, saat-saat yang berarti. Kesempatan di depanmu, takkan terulang kembali. Kemana arah yang benar dalam hidup ini? Kadangkala kita semua berhenti di persimpangan jalan. Oh, jangan salah langkah teman, pikirkan dulu. Jangan salah langkah teman sebelum kau maju. Jangan salah langkah teman, salah langkah teman sebelum kau maju. Oh, oh, kau maju. Jangan salah langkah, jangan salah langkah sebelum kau maju. Oh, 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 oh.
South Korea has Genan Mari. Japan has Tamagoyaki. Indonesia has Telur Gulung. Telur Gulung or egg rolls is a kind of snack that we can easily find everywhere in Jakarta or other cities in Indonesia. And everyone loves it. Telur gulung is made from chicken eggs, fried in hot oil, and rolled with a bamboo stick. Seeing the seller making it, we are just curious and want to try it. This snack is even better when served with chili sauce and various flavors such as chili powder, balado, and sweet corn. Want to try it?
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOA listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I will present a song from Sugi Bornean. Sugi Bornean is an Indonesian indie pop music group that was formed in April 2019. This group consists of Fanny Sugiharto on the vocal, Aditya Ilyas on the guitar, and Bagas Prasetyo on the guitar. They have released a mini album titled Atma in 2020. One of their singles titled Asma Librasi was in second place on Spotify Weekly Top Songs Indonesia on October 7, 2022. The name Sugi is taken from the Javanese word Sugi, which means rich. Meanwhile, Bornean means Kalimantan, which is the hometown of the vocalist Fanny Sugiharto. The song entitled Asma Liberasi often appears on music platforms and becomes the sound video in TikTok or Instagram Reels. The song is their second single, which was released on July 21, 2019. Having a beautiful and poetic lyrics, this song tells about the sweet love of a couple who are having a more serious relationship because they can complete each other. Well, listener, here is Sugi Bornean with the song Asma Liberasi. Happy listening!
And you are still tuned to Edelikwa Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, we are living in a shared planet in here. And of course, It is very logical for us to grow up together and also to have a similar growth, because if we take a look into sci-fi movies, have you ever imagined that we are always talking about planet A and planet B, but when it comes to planet Earth, it's always about the nation, always showcasing how divided we are. Therefore, inclusivity is being encouraged at a lot of sectors, including in global financial architecture, which was affirmed by Finance Minister of Indonesia Sri Mulyani Indrawati during the G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting held in South Africa. And why does the global financial architecture is very, very important? It is because that with this one, with this inclusive system, it will help the low income and developing countries to develop their economy. And during this same meeting, also Sri Mulyani also highlighted the rise of financial technologies, including crypto and digital currencies, while also saying that these two new stuffs are offering significant potential in terms of speed and efficiency, and also about the risk that we should never overlook. And during the same meeting also about the global economic relationship, Sri Mulyani said that it is often perceived as a zero-sum game where one country gains a lot while the others are losing something, and that perception should be changed and should be challenged, in which, according to her, trade and investment should be instrument of shared progress, creating added values for all parties involved. And listener, do you agree with what has been said by our finance minister? If you agree with it, you can send your opinion to our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130. Once again, +62 821 2381 2130, or directly comment on the live chat section on the application RRE Digital.
Mungkin kisah tentang kita telah usai. Segala lembaran indah cinta dahulu telah sirna. Semua yang terjadi biarlah sudah. Meski hati ini menunggumu di sini untuk secerca harapan yang tak pernah bisa ku raih tanpa. Time.
coffee at Coffee Plantation is certainly very special. More special if coffee seeds are directly picked from the tree. Ngada Regency in Flores is the main producer of Bajawa coffee seeds. Although the Regency is only a small region, Ngada people commit to build their village through the superiority of Flores Bajawa Arabica coffee. When met in the Bajawa Flores Coffee Conquered the World event, which was recently held in Jakarta, Ngada Regent Paulus Soliwa expressed his dream to develop coffee plantation in Ngada Regency to be an agrotourism. We give examples of tourism in Bolobolo is hill on the clouds. On the slope, there is Flores Arabica coffee plantation. We want to open cafe. Our dream is to make coffee plantation as agro-tourism. How people pick the coffee seeds, it's processed until it becomes coffee that is ready to be brewed and drink at the plantation. Of Ngada region is welcomed by the Agriculture Ministry.
Kita dukung, artinya dengan program kita, kita perkuat apa yang sudah mereka rencanakan.
We support the idea through our program. We strengthen what they have planned. The superiority is Arabica coffee. Let's promote Bajawa Flores Arabica coffee, not only as commodity, but also as agritourism. We have conveyed its technique to be able to connect our program at the Agriculture Ministry. Over there, it is built nursery, plantation of seed source, and also replanting. We expand it because they have big potential. In the infrastructure context, we also collaborate with Director General PSP for its machine to make its processing more efficient. The support revealed by Director General of Plantation Agriculture Ministry, Dr. Insinyur Kasdi Subagiono, succeeded to raise the spirit of Ngada people to promote their tourism destination and superiority products. Regent Paulus also said that most foreign and domestic tourists who come to Ngada Regency are interested in coffee and culture as well as natural tourism in the region. Ngada Regency has various beautiful tourism destinations such as beach, lake, waterfall, hill, mountain until hot springs.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Detak suara ku dengar ada di seberang sana. Ku hampiri suasana pesta. Rasanya, rasanya ku ini ku berdansa. Tatan, tatan dengar lunan musiknya. Di malam minggu
semuanya suka dan terus tertawa. Berpesta tak lelah pada
semua suka-suka pesta di lantai dansa.
Semua suka-suka pesta di malam minggu. Semua suka-suka pesta di lantai dansa. Semua suka-suka
you're still tuned to the Radio Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. That was Isyana Saraswati with Pesta or Party, and we specifically picked this nice song because of course maybe they are partying, which is the Indonesian men's volley team who win the CV League 2025 Leg 2 after defeating Thailand 3-2 in Jakarta International Velodrome on Sunday, July the 20th. And this so-called dramatic victory make or give Indonesian national volleyball men's team to get a no defeat victory or no defeat no loses record, I mean, throughout the second leg and making Indonesia as the winner by aggregate. And the coach of the team, Jeff Changche, also admitted that the support from supporter is also the key of their victory. So it means that if you are watching your country or know your country is playing somewhere and it might be near you, you got to give your full support, because that support will also boost not only the skills and also the training that the team has been undergoing, but your support will also bring them to the victory. Once again, congratulations for Indonesian volleyball men's team to win the CV League 2025 leg.
Terpaksa aku sendiri sementara saja kini. Bersabarkan datang hari, meskipun ku lelah. Aku takut kamu tak mengerti, cara ku sampaikan rasa ini. Kamu tak mengerti, ajarkan aku tuh bisa dapat ungkapkan rasa. Agar kamu kan percaya, begitu ku butuh cinta. Kembali lagi terulang, tergores hatiku ini. Terlalu dalam, terlalu dalam. Ajarkan aku biar kamu kan percaya. Begitu ku butuh cinta, ajarkan aku tuh bisa dapat merangkai kata agar kamu kan dengarkan bibirku katakan cinta. Caraku sampaikan rasa ini, kamu tak mengerti. Sendiri takut gagal terus begini.
That's Keisha with Sementara Sendiri or Being Alone. Tempo really, but alone here, it's not about the state of being alone, literally being an individual, but it's more like about being single, which until now, comically, people are still making fun of it, but well, we do not know people's choices and also people's situation itself. But we would like you to feel that we're not alone. And you are not alone too. So if you wanna say something to us, you can go to our social media accounts, namely Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, VOI_official, and the other one is our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And on our social media accounts, not only you can tell us how you think about our program or what thing we can improve from what we have been delivering to you, but you can also ask a lot of questions about Indonesia. Plus, of course, you can see a lot of more contents related to The Voice of Indonesia and also the Indonesia itself. And listeners, do not forget to download as well the RRI Digital Mobile app available for Android and also iOS so that you can listen to The Voice of Indonesia everywhere you are as long as you got your phone and internet connection. And on the application itself, listener, you can also say something to us through the live chat section right below the audio and also video player. And the most important ones are also you can listen to the podcast and interesting stuff that Voice of Indonesia put on our page on the application RRI Digital. So what are you waiting for? And in a moment, listener, special for you, we have a story about Angklung. So stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
My name is Valerie Reyes. I come from the Philippines. It's a different type of invention found in Indonesia. And yeah, I heard it was originally claimed by Malaysia, but then it was found out that it was originally from Indonesia. And then I think it was announced by UNESCO just, I think, 2 years ago. It was recent.
That was the atmosphere in an Angklung musical training followed by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship Program at Saung Angklung Ujo, West Java. Angklung is a bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. And as was expressed by Valerie, a participant from the Philippines, the musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage. However, though born of local wisdom, no one can explain when Angklung was first created. A lecturer at the Indonesian Karawitan Art College, Yon Sutiono, said,
"Kalau yang namanya musik bambu itu, kalau kita yang kenal sekarang ya seperti angklung. Kalau di Jawa Barat memang yang lebih ini itu yang jenisnya angklung ya, alatnya digetar ya, bukan tidak tergolong alat perkusi atau dipukul ya. Nah itulah barangkali memang ya kapan mulai dibuat ya saya sendiri nggak tahu itu kapan ya.
Karena the bamboo music that we know today is angklung. It is known in West Java. The instrument is played by shaking or striking it and not by beating or tapping it like percussion. When it was first made it, I do not know. What is clear is that we could find it when there were traditional rituals or ceremonies. For example, in Bogor there was angklung gubrak and in Banten angklung seret. It was old media for traditional ceremonies, which in essence was for tasakuran or thanksgiving to the Lord or even a repellent of bad spirits. Now, however, it is not to ward off bad spirits anymore, but to repel pests.
Formerly, angklung was used as part of ritual among the people. Then, as time went on, angklung became a folk entertainment. How could this happen? Daeng Octaviani Ujo, an angklung artist from Saung Angklung Ujo, has an explanation.
Awalnya nggak ada nadanya, Pak. Bukan selendro pelog. Awalnya itu angklung itu hanya musik ritmis. Jeringjung, 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 jeringjung. Itu dipergunakan untuk.
Initially, there was no tone, no selendro, nor pelog. Originally, angklung was just rhythmic music, jeng gon jreng gon jreng. It was used by Badui tribe as tribute to the goddess Dewi Sri during the harvest. Don jreng don jreng don jreng, so there was no tune. But then the outside Baduis created dami lalati dachuns, who they used as a means to beg. Then Mr. Daeng Sutigna was interested in it. He was a teacher, a music teacher, and a scout instructor. Mr. Daeng tried to find out how could this musical instrument be taught in schools. When he saw the beggar, he thought this could be translated into do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. Then he tried to do it and offered to teach this in school. He was rejected. Why? Because at that time, only rich people could go to school, and they did not want to play beggar music. Finally, he decided to teach it to Boy Scouts. When they played angklung so beautifully, the schools then became interested. At last, angklung went to school. So the one who translated the traditional tunes into do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do is Mr. Daeng. Why did he do that? Because at that time, schools were in need of musical instruments. That's the main reason. Then, when it became interesting, angklung then was turned into music for entertainment.
Erik, very nice. It's the second time. We went here last year and it was last year, it was so nice. We want to see it again. So, second time, it was very nice.
Perfect. I've been here for the seventh time and I've been seven times here. When it's not nice, I don't come back.
Those were the comments of two foreign tourists after watching the show at Saung Angklung Ujo. They were amazed with the music because angklung has a special attraction, as expressed by Daeng Octaviani Ujo.
Angklung ini merupakan suatu senjata yang sangat luar biasa. Ya, kita harus tahu, dan saya menyadari setelah saya keluar negeri ratusan kali, itu saya menyadari bahwa kita ini punya senjata yang sangat luar biasa. Dulu kita dalam sejarah, Belanda kocar-kacir.
Angklung is an incredible weapon. Yes, we should know that. I realized after I had been abroad hundreds of times. Once in history, the Dutch colonial troops were terrorized by sharp bamboo spears. Not because they were more deadly than grenades or bullets, no. But the spirit of these bamboo spears made the people came and work together, helping each other to fight the Dutch. That made the Dutch troops scared. Angklung, as you can see, has made everybody swept away. Everyone was involved and resulted in harmony. So when I visit other countries, a lot of people feel close to Indonesia, how they feel in harmony with Indonesia.
The harmony and familiar feeling with Indonesia have been well perceived by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship 2012. Haidar from Azerbaijan and George from Nauru. Thanks to the scholarship, they have been given the opportunity to learn the art and culture of Indonesia, especially Angklung music at Saung Angklung Ujo, Bandung. Initially, when they first saw the Angklung music performance, they were so amazed. How could some pieces of bamboo produce such beautiful music, which ultimately has made them feel familiar and love Indonesia?
Nama saya Haidar. Saya berasal dari Azerbaijan. Ya, suka. Saya semakin suka Indonesia. Ini aneh.
My name is Haidar. I come from Azerbaijan. Yes, I love it. I'm getting more and more in love with Indonesia. This is extraordinary for me since this is the first time I see a musical instrument made of bamboo. It is very unique and I really want to learn Angklung. In my opinion, Angklung is not difficult if you really want to learn. I think I can. Yes, I can play Angklung.
My name is George Kojine. I'm from Nauru. Well, the first time I didn't know that bamboo can make music from it. But now I can, like, you know, realize that bamboo can make of many of things, like can build house, making music and everything. But the first I was like so surprised that they make music from this bamboo, like Angklung. Yeah, I also like, yeah, maybe this is the first time I can pass the music class. Yeah, very easy. Back home, I have to, like, if I want to teach Angklung, maybe I need to buy this equipment to go back to Nauru and teach them how to play Angklung. Because in Nauru, we don't have bamboo, we don't have much bamboo.
More and more people are interested in learning Angklung music, including foreigners. This is a logical consequence, especially after UNESCO designated Angklung as masterpiece of oral and intangible heritage of humanity. But there is also concern about this typical music of West Java, as perceived by the Angklung master Daeng Oktaviani Ujo.
Yang saya lebih khawatir adalah, saya khawatir Angklung ini bisa orang lain lebih bagus memainkan. Karena apa? Ketika saya mainkan lagu China, ya.
But I'm more worried that other people would play Angklung better. Why? When I played a song from China, Chinese people were surprised. It sounds better in Angklung. When last week we were in Korea, we played Korean songs. Wow, they sound really nice with Angklung. When I was in Cuba, we gave them some Angklung. There is a music school in Cuba. Cuba is a closed state, but they play Angklung beautifully. They have tango and salsa patterns. So my concern is, Angklung can be played at anywhere, by any country. You can imagine the Nigerian can play Angklung. The Arabs can as well play in the desert. The Chinese, the Japanese, it can be played anywhere. That's what I'm worried about. More people can play it better. They are more serious. Well, how about if we are not serious?
Same concern is also shared by the head of tourism and culture of West Java province, Nunung Sobari. He even worried that Angklung recognition as World Cultural Heritage would be revoked by UNESCO.
Jadi betul sekali, di sisi lain kita bangga, gembira dengan pengakuan itu, tetapi itu kan juga ada syaratnya. Jadi Angklung itu dievaluasi ya oleh UNESCO.
So it is true, on one side we are proud, happy with the recognition, but there are some conditions. So Angklung is to be evaluated by UNESCO. If the result is negative, then the recognition will be revoked. The negative criteria are as follows. First, if Angklung is mass-produced, manufactured. Second, if according to the assessment of UNESCO, activities related to Angklung have dropped or even none at all.
Facing these concerns, the government of West Java province has made some efforts to preserve Angklung,
as stated by the head of tourism and culture of West Java province.
Nah, untuk apa ya, mengantisipasi supaya
in order to keep angklung alive and growing in West Java in particular, and in Indonesia in general, the government has initiated a Love Angklung movement. A more strategic effort actually is to make angklung-related activities in schools. So angklung now has become an extracurricular activity. Schools in Bandung now have sent their students for angklung lessons. Some headmasters have even invited professional angklung instructors to train the students and to form angklung ensembles.
The government's seriousness in maintaining, developing, and utilizing the unique art of West Java is also evidenced by the opening of a new study program in the Indonesian Art College, namely Angklung and Bamboo Music Studies Program, as revealed by a lecturer of Karawitan, Indonesian traditional music, who has also been appointed head of the program, Yon Sutiono.
Kemudian pemerintah juga dengan membuka salah satu prodi bambu yang.
Then the government has also opened a bamboo music studies program at STSI. Yes, perhaps this is also another effort. There are courses leading to bamboo music, and now there are also scholarships.
Head of Tourism and Culture of West Java Province, however, says that all the efforts that have been taken by the government will not run well if it does not get support from other parties.
Karena menurut saya dalam pelestarian.
Because I think the conservation, development, and utilization of the art and culture must be done simultaneously. I conclude as choir, symphony, you know, one sound singing a song usually is not so good, but it would be so nice if the song is sung in choir together. I mean, those components are not just the government's. The first is the government, the second are artists or cultural figures, the third are associations or groups, including schools.
Support for preserving angklung would be created if all are aware that angklung is fun, as perceived by the artist angklung Daeng Oktaviani Ujo.
Yuk nyadar gitu, angklung itu menyenangkan.
Let's create angklung awareness. Angklung is fun, not a kind of heavy music. It can be played by anyone. Well, why don't we try it? No problem if you don't like it. It is impossible to make everybody like it. So, just try and taste it. After that, let's package it. And I want a lot of people to try and listen first. So do not always make a remark about what angklung is like before feeling it first. So open your mind. Well, it turned out that angklung is like this.
Ku hampiri engkau meski kau jauh, sendiri ku tempuh hanya untuk bertemu denganmu. Ku hampiri engkau meski kau jauh, namun hatimu telah runtuh dan buatku terjatuh. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa hati yakin untukmu. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa aku
merindukanmu. Intuisiku selalu mengarah kepadamu. Oh, intuisiku selalu mengarah kepadamu. Oh, tapi tak jual, tapi tak jual, tapi tak jua kau hiraukan aku. Mungkin ku tak bisa buatmu lulu, namun kau harus tahu bahwa diriku sungguh-sungguh. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa hati yakin untukmu.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Aceh entitled Di Babah Pintu. The song was composed by Ayah Ubid. It means in front of the door. The lyrics tell the story of a wife waiting for her husband at the door. The wife hopes her husband will come home soon. The song Di Babah Pintu also became the soundtrack of the movie Cut Nyak Din in 1988. In the movie, Cut Nyak Din waits for her husband, Tengku Ibrahim, to return home to fight against the invaders, similar to the song Di Babah Pintu. Well, listener, here is the song Di Babah Pintu by Liza Aulia.